rolling. Guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company in Chicago. Dan, we saw a grain market that tried to push higher overnight and then backed off throughout the day here and end with, looks like, some small losses here.
Yeah, we really kind of ended up a little mixed. Small losses, very low volume day here in Chicago. Randy, what I would say is we had diminished the confidence in a U.S. trade, Chinese trade deal nearby. And a media source out of Beijing on the weekend indicated that the signing wouldn't be until June. That got kind of kicked around the floor this morning, had some people sell out positions, but nobody with any real gusto, and we can't confirm the media report. And so we all kind of went home mixed with a feeling of maybe a correction, but I think our focus will still stay forward on the trade deal, U.S. weather, and then, of course, the upcoming USDA crop reports on the 29th.
I was going to say, do we focus on the planting intentions yet, or is that a little too early?
Well, we're 9 trading sessions away from it after today, so I think it's coming closer. I do see and hearing more talk about it in the trade community, so I think we're getting close to that. And most people want to trim their corn seeding estimates, raise soybeans. That seems to be the thrust, at least at the moment. How much is to be debated a lot by what will happen in terms of April weather conditions.
I was going to say, is that because of the weather we've seen so far then?
It is. And when we look at the soil moisture profile across much of the Midwest, it's the wettest we can find on record going back to 1895. So, you know, we're coming in with very wet soil conditions. It'll be very key starting in early April that things go warm and dry. If they don't, everybody's kind of expecting anyway there'll be a drag on corn and maybe a shift of some corn acres to beans. It's already happening to some degree in the Delta. April 1st cutoff points for a lot of corn in the Delta. So people down there without a change in the pattern are already thinking about beans more so than corn.
Livestock side of things, kind of a two-sided trade. The hog market had another nice day here today.
Well, it did. We were lower earlier in the day, and then the market came back late. I think it had a lot to do with this Chinese trade discussion we had earlier, whether or not when the signings will occur. Everybody saw that news as negative early, but as we got to the latter part of the session, we had a very nice rally. Continue to hear interest from the Chinese and U.S. pork. That'll be, of course, key in the upcoming sales report on Thursday, but from our perspective, the hog market still has more work to do to the upside if the Chinese are buying.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
I think that's about it, Randy. It's really China, weather, and of course, the upcoming reports. Those are the three driving fundamentals we'll look for into April Fool's Day.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.